Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's Friday and we've got our stories of hope, which right now, more than ever, that is what I'm hearing people want is hope, connection. We want each other. We want each other. We want to support each other to thrive in unity and help each other out. And so that's the vibration. That's the energy. That's what it is that we want to support each other with, and know that you are not alone. I know that many people in the course over everywhere, people are having a hard time about all kinds of things. And so it's important that we remind each other that no matter how far, no matter what is happening, that we're going to get through it together. So I want to introduce you all to our first guest today. She's got a lot of hats she's wearing, and her name is T. Rose. She's the CEO of Tiffy Rose LLC Publishing and T. Rose Media Services. She's the founder of Quest for Recovery Network Incorporated, a 501c3 nonprofit. She's been working in the computer technology revolution into 1980s, building her strong business skills in the administration aspects of a large corporation. Now she has become a top executive, giving her the skills needed to grow her own corporation. And so that's a lot of stuff. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Yes, I appreciate it very much. Great to be here.
So, okay, as you heard in the intro, we covered a lot of topics here, from anything from, you know, our physical health to entrepreneurship. What do you really want to focus on right now? Because you're an author, you have a 501c3, a nonprofit, you also have your own media services that you provide. And so do you want to focus on the entrepreneurship, what it takes to, you know, build your own business and build your own corporation? Does that sound like a good direction to go in? Yeah. So what, you know, over the course of the years, everything that you've done up until this point, now you are at this stage in your life, and you know, what do you think is the number one important skill, or skill is a good word for it, that you need in order to build a successful corporation the way that you're doing it?
Belongingness, having everybody feel that they are part of what is being created and not just a employee, right? As in teamwork of any kind, if everybody's not working cohesively in the same direction, it doesn't work. And so I have, through my mentoring that I have started through my nonprofit and the work I do on Facebook, helping those in achieve recovery from long-term addiction, to making them realize that they are valued, and trying to remove the stigma of their past so they can not let it continue to keep them backwards, but move forward. In my corporations, belongingness is definitely the most important thing, I believe.
Yeah, it's really good to bring this out right now. It's, people want to belong. They want to belong to a community. I think that is a primal need that we all have, is a sense of belonging. Like, I belong here on this earth. I belong here in this community, and I'm taking ownership here, not to be dictated to, but to be part of something that is growing and that is serving and that is helpful, right?
Absolutely. And I try to empower those that I'm bringing out, not necessarily the ones that I've helped mentor out of their addictions, but even those that are in long-term recovery that still feel the stigma of that's their place in life. And it's like, no, that doesn't have to be your place anymore. You have evolved, you have grown, you are a new person. I mean, unless you truly want to hold on to that old garbage that keeps you feeling like garbage instead of being the bright, shiny star that you are now.
Right, right. So when you're doing the addiction mentoring and service work, what type of addictions do you focus on? Are there all kinds of alcohol, drugs, porn, all kinds?
I focus mostly on alcohol and drug addiction, though, I mean, the underlying core psychology is basically the same for anything. Overeating, over shopping,
right.
Too much sex, too much watching, you know, yeah, video games. I mean, it drives me crazy watching my grandchildren master these video games at such a young age. You know, I knew then watching my granddaughter, now this was 8 years ago, master Angry Birds on her mother's cell phone at 3 years old. I was like, oh my God, this the youth of today are in trouble long before they even think about drinking or drugging.
Yeah.
They've already mastered that addiction mindset. The wow, this is kind of cool, right? The synapses that go off, you know, so.
Yeah, that's, it's so true. You know, we definitely see that is happening. And I feel like that is also a disconnect because we're not talking to each other. We're playing on the phone.
Right. I mean, right. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. There's no more personal between people, right? You don't get on the phone and actually call somebody. You just text them out a message. There's no intimacy in life anymore. That belongingness is that abyss there is just farther and farther away. And I think it's caused a lot of the violent tendencies because people have hopelessness. I mean, the hopelessness is just so vast, and even the drugs and alcohol aren't even working anymore. And my personal opinion is that is what has exacerbated some of the horrific things that we've seen recently in history. So
yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I think that the root cause of all addiction is a lack of self-love. It comes down to, you know, a lack of self-love. And really what's there is a self-hatred. And a hate self-hatred, because I used to be an addict, believe it or not. So I know this firsthand. It's a miracle that I'm even alive. And I know that the shame that comes with when you're in addiction, and then when you come out of it, do you still identify with that shame from the past? And shame is one of the darkest energies, the shame energy, the vibration and the feeling of negativity and shame. Shame is like tar. It's like tar. And so if a person walks around feeling ashamed of, you know, their past or what they've done, then that's going to affect their manifestations and creating a life that is different than, right?
Absolutely. You know, as a child that suffered tremendous physical and emotional abuse, sexual abuse, you know, I started using when I was 14. And by the time I was a 15-year functional addict in that computer manufacturing company working from, I graduated school in electronics, worked my way through the production floor to a manager, got pregnant, and went into the offices to then rise there. But all the money, all the power, I'm just so whatever, just took me down, because the amount of cocaine I had already been ingesting, just I couldn't let go of it. I walked away from the whole world to live on the streets for 10 more years.
Wow.
And, to to come out now 20 years in recovery, about 3 weeks. So
yay. But and, my God, what that was.
Yeah.
So basically what it was is you were, you know, you were already a functioning addict and then you became highly successful. At the same time, I can relate. I have a similar story. So then you became highly successful and then you sabotaged yourself because you couldn't take in that amount of success that was coming for you. You know, I want to do another podcast with you. I can tell you right now, I think we should have another conversation. So I'll have Ashley book another appointment with you, but I also want to talk to you about something else. So, but really, I think the work that you're doing is really great. And I want to congratulate you.
Thank
where you.
You
are. I hope that you realize how far you've come and what an amazing job that is. Hello.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate that.
Oh my God. You know, yeah. I don't think that that people recognize what a gift that is to be able to go from where you were to come and be here today.
I appreciate that very much. And I'm looking forward to carrying my message forward and I'm trying to usher in a new version or a new theory for addiction medicine, because what they're using is obviously not working, being that most of the theories they work off of are 60, 70 years old. So,
yeah, I mean, it doesn't serve, you know, I never did go to the standard. I've never done anything in the traditional way. It just was never my way. But, you know, going to the meetings, I know that they've been all very successful, the Alcohol Anonymous and standing up and saying, I am an alcoholic, you know, continuously keep saying that, then you will continuously keep creating that. So for this modern day, saying that doesn't work. It's not working, because if we used to be, that would even be better to say, I used to be an alcoholic, better than say, I am an alcoholic.
Right, because you stay stuck there instead of moving forward. So that's what I'm looking forward to, you know, helping bring to others that they can move forward. And it was a pleasure to meet you.
So nice to meet you. So let's tell the audience where they can check you out on Facebook with the work that you're doing over there, where they can find you. Be very clear with your handles, putting it out.
Absolutely. So you can reach me on Facebook at T Rose Recovery, which is spelled RCVRY. It's abbreviated. And you can find me by my copyrighted registered, my trademark registered logo. It's a sword with two roses wrapped around it, sitting between a pair of angel wings. You can't miss it. The banner underneath says Tiffy Rose. So
that's perfect. That's perfect. You are a rose. And again, congratulations for
thank you.
For making it and for putting all this work. It's very hard work to do what it is that you're doing and still be able to manage your businesses and do all the things. So
yes, ma'am. I appreciate that very much. And it was great to be on your show today, and I look forward to coming back.
Good. Wonderful. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
Excuse me, did you say Sanskrit? Yes, absolutely. Sanskrit is the language of the universe. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. When we're still, open and receptive, we may hear a still small voice within. We feel a simple resonance with this universal language, and we just know that the voice is true. That inner voice speaks to us in a language that is always pure and perfectly formed. It's Sanskrita that speaks to us out of the silence. Sanskrit is also the name of a language that is found in dictionaries and great works of profound wisdom. It's the closest reflection of that perfect universal language. Study of this powerful language can lead us to an understanding of that perfect inner voice. Join me, Sara Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this true inner voice of the soul together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. My next guest is Josh Parnell. He is a leadership speaker, trainer, and coach, and a Christ follower. Reaching people and building leaders is his mission, and empowering those he coaches, trains, and connects with to know that they can affect change is his objective. He has demonstrated history of coaching people to go from great to greater. After the horrific events on 9/11, Josh enlisted in the United States Air Force, where he had his first exposure to multiple types of leadership. He learned firsthand the difference between servant, situational, and positional leadership, to name a few. The more connections he made, the more he realized how important genuine relationships are, and that influence is the root of leadership. For the last 20 years, Josh has taken what he's learned and continues to learn and grow to develop leaders both professionally and personally. He is married with his wife, and together they are raising leaders in their four children. Yay! Welcome to the show today, Josh.
Thank you for having me. Honored to be here.
So let's break it down. You know, we were in the green room and I was asking you, what is your message? What do you want to say? And boom, it was just coming all out. Go for it. Tell us.
Yeah, sure. I'll just jump right into it then. I appreciate you giving me the platform to do this. And again, thank you for allowing me to be on your show. You know, the message is this: everyone is a leader. You have your own unique perspective, right? You have your own upbringing, your own life experiences that has formed specific perspectives that you share with no one else. So you are one of one, and nobody else has the perspective that you do. And because of that, that makes you influential. When you have your own perspective, you have the ability to influence those around you. And if you can be influential to those around you, you have the ability to affect change. And anyone who can affect change is a leader. So my message really is to let everyone know you are a leader because you can affect change. So on that note, a lot of it, again, it goes back to perspective. You know, if we have perspective, we can be influential and we can affect change. But, you know, really what started this whole concept really was, you think about anybody who has been employed before. You know, they start at a, let's say, entry level job. It's their first or second job, and they do well enough and stay long enough to get promoted. And when they get promoted, they find themselves formally leading people for the first time in their life. And the reality is most people have not gone through formal leadership training. And so being able to understand the difference between servant leadership and situational leadership and positional leadership, those are critical. Being able to understand the need for difficult conversations and how to have difficult conversations. If I'm going to sit down with you and talk about some opportunity areas and some strengths, first and foremost, you need to know this coming from a good place. You need to know that I care about you. I genuinely care about you. And I'd be doing you a disservice if I didn't share information with you. And so, I think it was Maya Angelou who said, I've learned that people will forget what you said, they'll forget what you did, but they'll never forget the way you made them feel. And we have an opportunity to really invoke real and raw emotions out of the people that we're leading, the people that we're being led by, and recognize that this entire experience begins with a relationship. And while I understand business is important and we have to, you know, make profits in whatever we're doing, It's not about the transaction. You know, it's not about the content. A lot of times it begins with the connection.
You said so many things that I want to go on. It's like, you know, it begins, it's not about the money. It's not about this. It's about love in business. It's about genuine connection. It's about relating and having compassion and being able to put up healthy boundaries and being able to, you said it, talk things out, to have the difficult conversations, to be able to, you know, work things through. I have that belief too, that I feel like there isn't anything that we shouldn't be able to talk out. I mean, seriously, I don't understand why some people don't want to have conversations and just to even be real and talk about what it is that is bothering them or whatever, or to grow and nurture the relationships.
Well, the reason is because they're receiving it as criticism or condemnation or judgment. And it's so easy to take things personal. But when we understand where it's coming from and who it's coming from, we receive feedback as feedback. You know, I mean, you think about professional athletes, everybody has a coach. Professional athletes have coaches. Coaches have coaches. Mentors have coaches. And so there's this stigma where anybody who is being coached, the mindset has to shift, because the right now the mindset is, if someone is telling me something or sharing something with me, they're telling me I'm bad, I'm this, I'm that, when in reality, what they should be hearing is, I love you, I care about you, you have the ability to go from great to greater, and here's how we're going to go there, and here's how we're going to do it together. What, you know, it's people are afraid to receive something negative or to fail at something. And I'm of the belief that failure is a necessity. You know, we've heard the phrase, failure is not an option. The reality is we need to fail in order to grow, because if we're not failing, we're not learning. And if we're not learning, we're not growing. And if we're going to grow through anything, we've got to be willing to go through anything. Give yourself the option to fail. I'm not encouraging failure, but remember, so many times people fail at something, and the identity is formed that they are a failure. That's not the case, because every person has failed at something. Every person has lost at something. That doesn't make you a failure. That doesn't make you a loser. But when we create those labels then create limitations, and the action, it should not be turned into an identity like that. If we fail at something, great, because now we learned something, right?
Yeah. And I mean, there's right now, there's a lot of, you know, change in the world. And sure. So when you're talking about being leaders, so I don't know what the statistic is, but there's leaders and there's followers. And what I heard you say when you were opening the show today is you were talking about becoming your own leader and having your own unique ideas and your own unique expression and your own unique authority, and to realize and learn and know that that has a place in the world.
Sure.
That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah. And the reality is that, again, everyone's a leader, but also everyone is a follower, and good leaders are also good followers. And if following is beneath you, then leadership is above you, quite honestly. And so everyone should be looked at and looking at each other as leaders for the sake of growth.
For the sake of growth. I love that. Yeah. So because we're all growing and evolving together, that is how we are building our new earth together. Right.
Sure. Right. That's right.
Yeah. And so how old are your kids, Josh? I want to have a picture in my mind about the age of your leadership children.
Sure. Yeah. Great question. So we have four and they are 11, 10, 9, and 6.
Wow. 11, 10, 9, and 6. And so, you know, that is a completely different family upbringing with that type of energy that you're instilling in your children, leadership children,
and the idea is that, you know, it can start at any age. You know, there are two things that we can control every day, and this is something that we share with our kids every morning before school. I want to see your smile. I don't need Google to tell me that if they go to school with a smile on their face, that they're going to produce smiles and out of those around them. I know that they're going to produce smiles. I know that their days are going to be better because of the smiles that they bring to school. But the two things we can control every day is our attitude and our effort. We can choose to have a positive attitude no matter the circumstance. I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm saying we're able to. You know, it's something that we can do, and we can always provide maximum effort in everything that we do. And I'm convinced that if we are able to shift our paradigm and regularly focus on a positive attitude and providing maximum effort, we're going to quote unquote win the day. We're going to win the day. Then that day is going to turn into a week. That week's going to turn into a month, and so forth and so on. And if we can sharpen our axe every day and get a little bit better every day to be the best version of ourselves every day, then to me, that's how we can fulfill our purpose.
So great. Hey, I want to ask our producer, Jacob. Jacob, what are you thinking about this, raising kids like this, huh?
I mean, I love it. I think it's something that I definitely resonate with. I'm not quite a parent myself yet, but I'm looking forward to, you know, hopefully raising them in a similar way and giving them power to step into who they are and really represent what they believe in.
Josh, do you have a podcast?
I don't have a podcast. I have a podcast through my other company that I work with. But I don't have my own podcast.
Okay. Well, I definitely could see you and your kids, being on a podcast together. If that's ever something that, you want to talk about, I'd love to have
sure.
you.
Oh, they'd have a lot of fun with that.
That would be great. And, yeah. So Josh, what do you want to leave the people with today? Let's give your social media handles where they can follow you and look you up and sure. learn more about you.
Excellent. Thank you for that. Yeah. If you go to thebeardedleader.com, I'll say it again, thebeardedleader.com, in the top right-hand corner of the screen, you can see all the social media handles that I'm on. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, but thebeardedleader.com. Connect with me. I'd love to connect with anybody. So connect with me and let's go from there. The message I want to leave is this, and I'll say it again. I said it in the beginning. You have perspective, which means you have the ability to be influential, which means you can affect change. That makes you a leader.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much, Josh, for being on the show today. I definitely want to talk to you again in the future. And we're going to be closing out this show, but I'm going to be back at 1 o'clock for another episode of Stories of Hope. See you then, everyone. Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.